2. We promised you we're going to talk a little track and field state qualifiers. Phillips joins us tomorrow morning at about 8:45. We've got Shawamigan joining us right now, and we've got Hall of Fame coach Mary Patterson with us. Mary loves it. She always smiles when I say that. How you doing, Mary?
Well, because you always say that. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I know I'll get a big smile out of you when I say it. So how you doing, Mary?
I'm good. How are you, Joel?
Good. Good to see you, and it's always fun to visit with you and your state qualifiers at this time of the year, because we kind of get a chance to catch up on the spring season, which you told me off air wasn't you had worse, but had a couple rainouts here and there. But all in all, not too bad, right?
Yeah, we started off beginning of March, you know, the season, getting the kids, trying to get into shape as fast as we can, and went over to the Pines for our first indoor meet. Then it was very successful. We had a great start to our season there, and then it carried right over. Our indoor season was very good. We had an awesome indoor season, and then went into outdoor season. And yeah, like you just said, we had a couple of rainouts or storms or this or that. But when it was all said and done, our kids did start to peak at the right time, and we finished the season in very good standings.
Yeah, you had real good numbers this year from what it sounded like,
numbers,
right?
I believe right around 50 or so. And, you know, that's so exciting because, you know, you have 18 events to have to fill. And the bigger the teams, you can move the kids around more. You can find and play around with it and hopefully find the right event for each one.
Yeah, with Coach Patterson, track people will always know you. You just never know what event she'll put you in when you show up for a meet, right, Mary?
Well, yes, that is true. Sometimes I scare them. They hold their breath.
How often do you get the reply, I've never done that before? How often do you get that from?
probably maybe 10 times a season.
All right. But that's a part of it. In regionals, that's a big part of it, too, is there's a lot of I talked to Darren about this last week when we visited. There's a lot of strategy that goes in, especially that regionals, right?
Oh, Sammy. And we spend lots of times on our regional lineups. It's completely different than what, like, say, our conference lineup is, because a week before regionals is conference. And as everybody knows, if they don't know out here, we don't have a Merriwood North and South for track and field. It's all of the schools combined at one big meet for the conference, and it's very tough and very competitive. If you look at the state results right now, it's loaded with Merriwood athletes.
Yeah.
And so when we go down there, we're basically trying to get anybody we can and to earn any honors. It's more about individuals than for the team for the conference, because we know we can't beat those big Merriwood teams. They're so good in track and field. You know, we're good too, but we're just not quite with them. But then when you go to the regional meet, we really, really regroup and revise and really look and do our homework to get our kids in the events, yes, to score team points, because it's about winning regional titles, and then to get as many kids through to the next level, which is sectionals, and then hopefully state.
Yeah, and with the way the year started out and the numbers you had for the boys to win that regional title, that has to be one of your more prouder moments as a coach, isn't it? That was pretty nice.
Joel, that meet down there in Phillips on Tuesday night was so exciting to see everyone, and it wasn't just like a boys' team effort. You know, our girls took a solid second place to a very strong Phillips girls team. And when our boys were, the scoring was close, and all the boys and girls were running around cheering. It was crazy, the atmosphere, the parents, us as coaches. It was so thrilling and so exciting to see how much those kids really wanted it, and they put the effort in, and they went for it, and they came out regional champions.
All right, fantastic. We'll talk more with Coach Patterson in a moment. We got two state qualifiers for Shawamigan with us, Haley Bodo and Jarrett Heckendorf. So, Haley, we'll let you go first. Good morning to you. Thanks for waking up early this morning.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Still, Shawamigan still has school. You guys just don't want to leave, right? Yeah, sure. Haley, you're a freshman?
Yeah.
Is that right? All right. And you qualified in the 1600. Mm-hmm. Do I have that right? Okay. As a freshman, you're going to state. All right. We always ask that question because that freshman year can always be very interesting in high school, transitioning to all kinds of new stuff and varsity sports. At the beginning of the year, is this something, if I would have told you that you're going to end up in lacrosse at the state meet, would you have said I was a little wacko in the head, or would you have said that's something that's realistic for you?
I probably would have said that might be realistic. I mean, I knew that coming into cross-country season that I wanted to do really well this year, and then just that carried into the winter, and I'd put in a lot of work, and I knew that I was going to have a good year.
Well, it wasn't easy. Because from looking at the times, you and a young lady from Phillips were battling like 0.6 of a second difference. Is that right at the end?
Yeah.
Describe the end of that race at sectionals and how that went.
Oh, gosh. Just coming around the last corner, it was just everything that I had to give. And I knew she was right behind me and just going and going. And then hearing like people in the stands just, it was so loud, and just knowing that she was right there, I think it made me go a little bit faster. And
yeah.
Then just qualifying was just so surreal.
You and Tana Henderson, also a freshman from Phillips, you ran a 5:36.25. She ran a 5:36.91. So you can't get a whole lot closer than that. You've obviously probably run against her before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is kind of a, hopefully a friendly rivalry between you two.
Yeah.
But Tana had a chance to, she is going to state in another event too, I think, in one of the relays. Mm-hmm. So it's good to see her to be able to go. No? Okay. Haley, talk about your year. Talk about your freshman year and how you're, and how it went for you. Maybe some of the highlights for you.
I came into indoor season very strong, very ready. As I said, I had been training all winter, just ready to go. And then indoor season went really well. And then right at outdoor season, I got sick and I got pneumonia. So then I had to take a break, and that was really tough for me. But then I came off of it and just kept going and kept working to get back to where I was. And eventually it did come back. And now we're going to state.
All right. So what was the highlight? What's the best memory for you from the whole season? What sticks out for you?
I think probably like right after I qualified for state, just my teammates waiting for me and my parents and my coaches just ready to bombard me with congratulations and hugs and all of it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I had misspoke. Tana wasn't going to state in your event, but I think in another one, in a relay, I believe. I saw her name on there somewhere. So, yeah. Yeah, so just a great year. And Mary, it's always fun to see the freshmen come in. There's so much excitement. I mean, it's fun for anyone, but to have a freshman experience that at such a young age, that's pretty special, isn't it?
You know, Haley is such a wonderful young lady. I finally got her, she to come out for cross country. She never thought she'd be a runner, I don't think. She has natural given talent. Finally, her eighth grade year, she came out for cross, and within the first week or two, she was playing catch with her dad or something and broke her nose. So that she had to have it reset, surgery, everything. So that set her back that season.
Dads,
got
yeah.
her back at the end of cross, her eighth grade year. And I think she won her first medal up at Hayward or something on a hard course. So then we went into middle school track season, where she just kept getting better and better in the 800, the mile, this and that. She found the love for running. She found her love. That's 1 year, basically, eighth grade. What trained hard all last summer, came in freshman year, tore up the cross-country course, actually, as a freshman, because she made all conference honors in cross, made it to state in cross-country with her team as a freshman. And now here she is again, as she had said, worked so hard all winter, had an awesome indoor season, got sick, fought back, and here she is at state. And Joel, I got to tell you, I just have to describe that mile she ran at sectionals. I gave her one heck of a pep talk on the way down there on that bus to tell her, I know that you can do this. Just believe in yourself. Run a smart race, but run your own race. And it was super windy down there. And we wanted her to just to tuck in. until maybe the last lap or so, and then see what you got and go, because there were some really good kickers in that mile down there. And Haley knew that. And she went a little sooner than we may have wanted her to, but she knew what she was doing. And she started with more, I would say about a lap and a half left. She kind of made her move and went to the front. And we thought, oh no, those kickers are licking their chops. Haley's going to do all the work, and then they're going to fly by her. And believe me, they all tried, and three of them did, but the times were actually all very close. But when she came off that last corner with 100 to go, she kicked like there was no tomorrow. And, I mean, obviously it got her there in the fourth, because she did out-kick the fifth, sixth place. Times were very close on there, on her butt.
Yeah.
And she fought for that. It truly earned and deserved that trip to compete at state.
All right. So when do you run in lacrosse, Haley? When is your event?
On Saturday around noon to 1, I believe.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And you'll go down on what, Friday or
Thursday?
We're
actually going to go down. No, we have to go down on Thursday.
Okay.
We'll leave probably about 1 o'clock behind the high school. We'll have a little escort out of town. And then, because then Jarrett, he'll compete at 9:30 on Friday morning, but we'll touch base on that in a minute after you talk to him.
Yeah, let's do that right now. Jarrett Heckendorf. Jarrett, congratulations on making it to state.
Thank you.
Yeah, you betcha. Let's talk a little bit about your adventure. You made it in the long jump, right?
Yep.
But you were in other events also. So talk about the long jump and what. How long have you been doing? The field events are a little tricky sometimes. So how long have you been doing the long jump, Jarrett?
Like 3 weeks I've been in long jump.
Wait a minute now. What? 3 weeks?
Yeah, that's days of moving.
All right. So had you had interest in it before? Is it something, what led to Coach Patterson saying, all right, 3 weeks ago, Jarrett, you're going to do the long jump?
Just Coach Brandon and I were talking about it, and we knew me and my teammate Cooper wanted to try it. So she put us in one meet, and then it ended up doing good. So both of us just stayed in it from there. It's just seeing what we can do, and it was, just from there on out.
Yeah, that's crazy, Mary. Three weeks, really?
Well, we knew we were going to get him in long jump this year. Indoor season, he didn't want to do indoor long jump. So we were waiting to get the outdoor, but then unfortunately, every time we had him in the long jump, the meet got canceled or something. So we had to wait and wait and wait, and then finally, we started jumping him and Cooper, looking for points and better utilize him, and they wanted to give it a shot. We knew that he would be a good long jumper, and Brandon's wanted him in there for a long time.
So Brandon won, you're saying, huh?
Oh, yeah.
he won that family meeting? Or
yeah, I got to give that one to Brando.
Way to go, Brandon. All right. So, Jarrett, talk about, you're in other events, too, so talk about some of your other favorite events you like to do in track.
I like the relays, like the team aspect, like not just you, but like that bonding as a team and growing. So like our 4x2 relay with Will, Cooper, and Jaden, that was probably my like favorite event other than long jump, just because of the people is with and like how we succeeded, and it didn't, like the outcome wasn't what we wanted, but like the journey together was the best part.
Yeah. Yeah. And relays are a unique thing. It's that people think of track and field as an individual sport, and it kind of is, but there's no better way to define team in track and field than a relay, right?
Yeah.
Because those handoffs can be the difference between first and fourth or fifth, right? Yeah, that can be it. And is that what kind of did us in at sectionals?
Our handoffs were going very, very well until our last exchange, and we kind of screwed it up and cost us.
Yeah, that's life, right? Sometimes
that's life.
You can practice
it
all
happens.
You
see it in the best of them, Joel. You see it at state. You see it everywhere.
It happens in every sport at every level. Yep. You train, do your best, and sometimes stuff happens. So talk about state a little bit here in the long jump. 3 weeks ago, you'd never done it before. Now all of a sudden, you're going to be at the biggest venue in the whole state doing the long jump.
Yeah.
So talk about that and some of the preparations are going on in your head for this a little bit, Jared.
Not many preparations. I'm just excited for the experience. I mean, I don't get to run, so I don't get to come around the bend with all the people in the stands, which is kind of sad. But I mean, just being there, taking in the moment, and just keeping my legs fresh, ready to go. So when it's time to jump, see what I can do.
So 9:30 on Friday morning.
Yes.
So this is one of the unique things about state competitions is a lot of times you have to do things at times that you've never done them before. Mm-hmm. So not too often at 9:30 in the morning. You have to be fully limber and ready to roll, right?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll do his prelims at 9:30, and then they'll figure out who the top, they'll get three jumps. The top nine will go to the finals then to follow.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Well, it's a great accomplishment, Jared. So congratulations, and I think you'll have some more moments. You're a junior, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I just want to kick off one more thing here. As I described to Haley's mile, I just got to share this with everybody, too, because it came down to his final jump. He was sitting in sixth place. He made it to the finals, sitting in sixth place.
Okay.
He got three more jumps, so six jumps. He needed, 2 inches to get to state.
Okay.
He was sitting in sixth, and on his very last jump, it was dramatic. It was so exciting, but he kept telling me, "Don't worry, I got this, coach. I got it, coach. I got it, coach." And one thing about Jarrett, anybody who knows him, he's a very confident young man. When he says yes, sometimes it always doesn't happen the way he wants it, but that moment, he said, "Coach, I got this." And oh my goodness, when he came down that runway, there was a look in his eyes, and he just exploded off of that board, and all of us, we just kind of knew it. And we looked at there, and there was the tape, and he did it.
So when you landed, before you had a chance to look down, Jared, percentage chance that you thought you had done it? 70, 80, before you're feeling pretty good?
I was feeling really good. I hit the sand, and I popped up, and I ran to Brandon, and we were screaming and stuff.
So, and you thought you had it up.
Yeah.
Haley, same thing for you. When you crossed the finish line, did you know that you had won that, or was it close enough where you weren't sure?
No, I knew that I had won it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even though it was 0.6 seconds, kind of knew.
But 0.6, watching that race and I'm crossed the line, it looks close on paper with the time, but in reality, crossing the line, she was clearly ahead of her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could really see it.
Well, we talked about this before, Mary. Sometimes you've coached for so many years, Hall of Fame coach, that you know that some of your greatest coaching joys, you've had so many. You've coached some great athletes that have gone into college and ran marathons and the Koskies and all that stuff. But sometimes some of the greatest joys aren't the kids who go and win the state championships. It's that little victories of seeing kids do special things that maybe you and your teammates weren't expecting, right?
Oh, absolutely, Joel. Over all these years, actually, it's kind of funny because just sitting at home waiting to come down here, is talking to my husband and Sammy's over, and we're talking about, I can't believe this is my 24th year coaching track and field already here. And, you know, it just, the little things that I have witnessed and learned to be a part of, I'm so blessed to be able to be a part of so many kids' lives, and they still keep in touch with me. You know, they get married, they have their babies, and it's so awesome to see them, at Flamorama, or if they shoot me a text or a picture or something. Them are rewards. That's also with just not with the coaching and the aspect of the sport itself. It's what carries on through all these years. And we had so many little highlights with all of our athletes this season. Track and field is such a great sport. You know, yes, it is individual, as you said, but it's such a team sport, too. And I love what Jarrett said about the relays being a part of the relays. Relays are so much fun. Yeah, and all kids, it seems like they run their best races in them relays because they want to do it so much for their teammates.
Yeah, right.
And that, and you know, as you said, we had good numbers, and it just contributes. I just want to thank our entire track and field boys and girls teams, first of all, for coming out for this great sport. You know, it doesn't get a lot of recognition like it could, you know, but you know, everybody be in support of this. There's a sport for everyone. Let's just hope these kids can all find the sport they truly love, and they can be a part of it and make wonderful memories, have good times and friends, and love their coaches. And
you stack on top of the fact of your own team, but now you get to go to state, and you get to celebrate, you know, athletes that you've known, and I'm sure Jarrett and Haley know too, I know from Phillips and Rib Lake, and athletes that you competed against and get to celebrate their joy too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I look at our kids and a lot of the kids in the surrounding areas, they all hang out together at track meets.
Yeah.
And in other contests too, whether it be basketball or cross or whatever it is, these kids, they run against and compete against each other, and they get a feel for each other, know each other. Sure, they're competitors on the course or field or whatever, but they're also friends. Yeah. And that's life lessons learned, you know?
Exactly. Well, Jarrett, good luck to you in the long jump Friday morning. And Haley, good luck to you also. Enjoy the time. Always enjoy it. I always tell the kids, always assume you're never going to go back. Take it like this is just the greatest moment, and just enjoy every memory.
You never know. Real quickly, I just want to thank Coach Sammy, Coach Brandon, and of course my husband John and Darren and my entire family for all the support and just, you know, guidance and that they give me every year to help me coach through this, because I'm really lucky to have a great coaching staff with all the support that we have. And, you know, Darren, as everybody probably knows, he is the athletic director, and he does an awesome job up there trying to support our sports and all of the sports in Schwamigan.
Very good. Thank you, Mary. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Joel.
You can track the results at WIAAWI.org this weekend.